So on Sunday, that was the first whole day, all the practice started to develop normally. Awareness was slowly getting better and better. I had no major disturbances. So then on Monday, that is yesterday, I was continuing the practice. However, there was feeling that it is not going that well. There was some tiredness, sleepiness, and the mind noticed there is a wrong attitude, but was not sure why. Later, an idea came that this was wrong. This wrong attitude was, or might be, because I was resisting the sleepiness and doing all kinds of things to get out of it and keep the practice going, like walking meditation, exercising, and so on. I saw it as a distraction from practice, this sleepiness. But the dissatisfaction was still there, so I decided to give lying meditation a try to see if I can be mindful or if I would fall asleep during lying meditation. Lying down meditation, yeah. And of course I fell asleep almost immediately. So it looks like body and mind needed some rest. Also, Claudia from the previous group mentioned how she was tired last days and how it affected her practice in a negative way. So it looks like it is quite important to be well rested when we are meditating. So the question is there any good way how to recognize when we really need some sleep and when the mind is just playing with us, trying to distract us from the practice?
ประมาณนี้จ้ะรอตูอะชิงเลี้ยเนี่ยดุติยะนี่จ้ะรอตูอ่าอะถั่วอ่ะเป็นมั่นละเลยแหละตะคู่รอมั่นหมูแหละไอ้หลูอ่าตูจี้รอตูเนเนตะบอทามาเลยแหละไอ้ไงตาริแล้ววนลาบิไอ้ตูเสร็จจี้เนี่ยตูซึนซ้ํามีละเลยแหละตูจี้อ่ะตูตะบอทามาละตูดิไงตาตูต้นเลยไงตาต้นเนาะมงายอ่างลุตูอ่ะลั้นนี่ช่องเอ็กเซอร์ไซส์ติตัวลุแต่แม้โหมงายอ่างลุเนี่ยล่ะบ่ตูอ่ะเทินน่ะโหไอ้ไงอะชิงกုံเนี่ยบ่อ้าท้องหมู่อ่ะ ဟိုမှတ်လို့ပဲရမလားအိတ်ပဲပြောမလားကြည့်မယ်ဆိုပြီးတော့အိတ်တော့ပြောသွားတယ်ကြည့်ရတာသူခန္ဓာကိုယ်စိတ်တော်တော်ပင်ပန်းနေထင်တယ်တဲ့အဲ့တော့ပြန်အားရှိလာတော့ဟိုအားပြည့်လာတော့မှားတာအဆင်ပြေတယ်ပေါ့နောက်ပြီးတော့မနက်ကလည်းဟိုကောင်မလေးပြောသလိုပဲသူပင်ပန်းတော့စိတ်တွေပါတွေတိုးလာတယ်လေအားထုတ်မှုမှာ negative ဟိုဟာ effect ရှိတယ်ဆိုတော့သူဘလို့လို့ကိုတိနိုင်မလဲတဲ့ဒီအိမ်ငိုက်တာခန္ဓာကိုယ်နဲ့စိတ်နဲ့တကယ်ပင်ပန်းသလားမဟုတ်ရင်စိတ်ကဟိုအားထုတ်မှုရှောင်ခြင်းလို့ပြင်းလို့တော့ဘာလို့ငိုက်တာမျိုးဘလို့လို့တိနိုင်မလဲတဲ့
ဒါခန္ဓာကိုယ်ပင်ပန်းစိတ်ဒါစိတ်အခြေအနေကိုကြည့်နိုင်မှတိမှာပေါ့စိတ်ကဟိုစိတ်ကနုံနုံကြကြရှည်တာနဲ့ပြင်းနေဆိုရင
်
ဝိရိယလျော့တယ်ဆိုရင်ဒါထိုင်မိုင်းတာဝင်လာတာပဲ effortless ਆ နဲ့သူကထိုင်မိုင်းတာဝင်လာတော့ခန္ဓာကိုယ်ပင်ပန်းပြီးပင်ပန်းပြီးမှစိတ်ကစိတ်ဝင်စားတာရှိတယ်အဲ
not enough effort effortless he said in a way you have to learn from yourself from your own states of mind checking whether the mind is fresh in certain situations and then just when it has to meditate or something it starts to give you dullness or you feel bored or something like that then you know that that's the mind trying to distract you from the practice and I said you learn from your own experiences
not poor sit when so ngai de so da a chao ni a mya yu be
many reasons why we get sleepy
adika chao ni a sit when sa ngai
the most
nya ne ni to sit when sa ngai be
yeah other than
tiredness
he says then when we have not enough interest we feel sleepy and if we are not putting in enough effort right effort so the mind is not seeing clearly that also can bring sleep, you know make the mind dull
now you're lying down am ai chi ma ma kao မီပြီးတော့အထုတ်အထုတ်ကြည့် line down ဆိုရင်ပေါ့အိပ်ပျော်သွားမှာပဲ
အဲ့အဲ့လို
line down ကမတေချာ line down ဆိုတော့ effort ပေါ့ခဏလောက်စိတ်အားပါအကုန်လုံးကယော့အစတည်းကယော့နေတော့ तू line down နေဆိုတော့
तू ကတော့ပင်မနေလို့တကယ်တမ်း तू ကလို
link base လောက်ကြည့်ရင်တော့သိတာ
yeah he says and one way to check he says you know especially if the sleepiness is just because of boredom or something like that he says do meditation in a leaning position leaning back not lying down completely because that can completely make you sleep just because it's already there the sleepiness but just lean back and see whether you know the mind still feels sleepy or whether the mind can put in more effort more easily
like how it affects
The phone.
Chao la.
Oh, it's.
Phone me ni.
Phone am a miu, damn. Phone shi ni tu a hua piet da.
Ma ju ma.
How it affects the sleepiness if I lean back a little bit and.
Yeah.
Observe
yeah.
Kana go na pi da ba lean back ni
ha. Because leaning back
out ya ma shi do.
Already
lo lo lo.
Gives the body rest. So if it's really, you know, and then see whether the mind is able to then be mindful because you don't have to work the body then.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
No.
I'd say the practice is sort of getting some good momentum. There's nothing really great consequence, I guess, to report. I mean, just some interesting things. Sort of noticed when I'm sitting and I often find it's helpful keeping my eyes open, especially the first few days, just to keep things a bit brighter. But one thing I've been trying to do a bit, I notice so there's a lot of alertness when I'm sitting and the eyes are open. Then I try just closing my eyes a bit and just. Yeah, just trying to be, just try to be aware of when I sort of, because I notice it's sort of getting pulled into thoughts more easily, I guess, when the eyes are closed, and then it sort of can eventually the mind sort of gets a little bit duller, and then sort of can fall into sort of sleepiness.
မရှိတော့ရလာတယ်ဘာမှထူထွေးပြောစရာမရှိဘူးအမ်တခုပဲ तू ထိုင်ရင် तू မျက်စိဖွင့်ပြီးမှတ်တယ်ပါဆိုတော့ပေါ်လင်းတယ်နောက်တော့ဟိုကြည်အောင်လို့တခါတလေမျက်စိမှိတ်ဖို့ကြိုးစားတယ်တဲ့ဒါပေမဲ့စိတ်ကအဲ့လိုအတွေးတွေတည်းပဲဖြစ်ဖြစ်ပါမျက်မျက်မျောတယ်တဲ့
ဟုတ်တယ်မျက်စိပိတ်တာမျက်စိပိတ်တာရောမျက်စိပိတ်တာအကြောင်းအဲ့ဒီအချက်တွေရှိတယ်အတွေးတွေမမျောလို့လွယ်တယ် imagination ပေါ်လို့ကောင်းတယ
် yeah
nilon phwin na anu le no ja de tadi le kaung le
yeah
a pe da
yeah he says with our eyes closed there is all these little dangers you know of becoming lost in thought of imagining things you know visually and becoming sleepy easily whereas with the eyes open we're more alert it's more kind of real you know you can keep an eye on whether you're aware or not yeah
I can find it interesting sometimes when the mind's much more alert when the eyes are open than just sort of you know closing them and then so just trying to catch that you know that process of falling into it easily it's sort of interesting I mean it's tricky because it's so easy to then just get caught up into this but then it sort of come out of it very quickly I can just sort of but it's still that sort of process of just like where it sort of gets hooked on.
Yeah. Tu ga ba loun ni le so ro ai messi phwin bi hmat ni da o tu ga messi mait lai yin tu ga tadit tha ni de belo lo myaw mle lo lai chi da da mae chi ya da sait win sa da da mae takha le ma ti ma ta myaw pa wa da le phi da mae pyan pyan ti lo ya
tu ga messi pait da ga sait ga pattern ga tu ga na yu le chein ma tu ga lou ni lou tha shi do tu ga messi pait yin sait ga ubariya yoy yoy lo
yeah he says oh yeah he said because our the tendency of our mind when we close our eyes is for the mind to take rest, you know, like it's going to sleep. So the tendency is, you know, when we close our eyes even to meditate, for the mind to want to do that, what it usually does, which is just rest and not start working actively at that time to be aware.
Now your messy paper you are checking concentration practice load but not load on the deep time load on.
Yeah, and he says a practice with the eyes open is most helpful, really, if we are doing a concentration exercise where we want to concentrate on one object, you know, to the exclusion of all others. Yeah, but if that's not really our goal, then whether we open our eyes or not is irrelevant, because for this practice, then, you know, any object is fine, so... And since seeing itself is an object, yeah, it's fine to keep the eyes open.
Okay, good. Yeah.
And yeah, another thing is when the just notice when the mind is more calm and you know, and I'm sort of resting back and just checking very clearly with, you know, with the awareness and just been sort of just throwing some different questions at the mind just to keep it more alert. Because I noticed, yeah, if I don't do that, then it's very easy to sort of drift into, even though it's a very sort of, I suppose very, very calm and sort of easy to then sort of enter into that. So to be asking questions, but I find often a question that comes, it's like I throw a question out there just to keep the mind interested, and then I seem to keep coming back to this idea of, like, you know, who's asking the question, you know, where is the question coming from, you know, where is it arising from, it? You know, it's sort of interesting. So in a way that's sort of keeping, you know, keeping sort of the mind very interested, I suppose.
Yeah. သူအစိတ်ဟိုမျက်စိဖွင့်ရတာနဲ့လည်းစိတ်အလုံးလုံးအောင်လို့သူမေးခွန်းနဲ့မေးတယ်ဘာဆိုတော့မှွင့်လဲအဲ့လိုပဲစိတ်ကနေနဲ့မျောလို့ရတယ်လေအဲ့တော့စိတ်အလုံးလုံးငြိမ်လာပြီဆိုရင်သူကအဲ့လိုမေးခွန်းနဲ့မေးတယ်တဲ့မေးခွန်းမေးလဲမေးတယ်မေးခွန်းတခုခုမေးလိုက်တယ်နော်ဒါပေမဲ့စိတ်ကနောက်ပိုင်းပါဖို့စိတ်ဝင်စားလို့ဆိုတော့ဘသူကမေးတာလဲဒီမေးခွန်းကဘယ်ထွက်တာလဲအဲ့တော့ဒီဘက်ကိုပြန်စိတ်ဝင်စိတ်ကိုပြန်စိတ်ဝင်စား
မေးတဲ့ကောင်ကသူပြန်စိတ်ဝင်စား ရပါတယ်ဘလားဖြစ်ဖြစ
်အဲ့ဒါကို तू စိတ်ဝင်စား
ရတာပဲစိတ်ကိုစိတ်ဝင်စားရင်ပြီးတာပဲ
Yeah if we're interested in the mind that's good
mind and body တခုခုစိတ်ဝင်စားနေရ
Yeah one or the other mind or body
and just well I say often it sort of feels like it's feeling to me like often I'm sort of on there's almost like an autopilot you know like there's you know so I'm sort of the driver but there's all this process sort of happening sort of like so you know the vehicle is sort of on autopilot and I'm not really you know in control of what you know what's happening I can feel like I'm the driver but it's not it's just its own
sort of happening yeah တခါလေဘလို့ခံစားရလဲဆိုတော့ဟို autopilot ဆိုတော့ဥစဉ်တည်လာအဲ့လိုမျိုးခံစားရတယ်တဲ့ကိုကဒီမှာဟိုရင်မောင်းသမားပဲမဲ့တကယ်ရင်မောင်းနေတာမဟုတ်သူကသူက auto နဲ့ခြာနေတယ်ဆိုတော့အဲ့လို
ကိုကမောင်းနေတယ်လို့ထင်ရ
Yeah he says there's if ever there's only an idea that we are driving but in fact it's yeah kind of an autopilot yeah cause and effect autopilot
mounted ha tat tat shi de ayo nga lo thin ni di sait ga lo lo ni di sait wo nga lo thin ni
yeah he says the mind is kind of the precursor of everything right the mind is where all this is coming out of and yeah, we sometimes think we are the mind.
Yeah. But
we always think we are the mind. Yeah, he said that's how we talk about it. Yeah, he says, of course, for conversation, yeah, he says, we'll still, even if we understand that the mind is just the mind, we'd still say, I did this or I did that. But if the mind understands that, it understands, yeah, it's just the mind.
Jesus,
when you ask that question, like, who asked the question? Who's in the driver's seat? He says, then, you know, that whole discovery of the watcher, the watched, you know, and all their roles, how they, you know, work, yeah, it all starts coming up.
I have to be careful that all them habits don't come, because waiting till the or looking how long I could sit without moving or things like that.
Yeah.
And today I also felt in the afternoon I felt a bit restless. I think it's very simple what Sayada is teaching us, but I find it it's not so easy to do it. And this afternoon I felt like the interest was, you know, always watching, like the interest was gone or not so much. And I asked myself, but I really wanted to come here and I was looking forward. Mm. But then suddenly the interest is not so strong anymore.
Mm.
And so I thought, you know, not walking, not sitting, but then I find an empty chair here and I was all by myself and there was no tension, nothing at all. And I also could see that it gave fuel again for the interest to do it.
Mm.
But sometimes it happens, it's gone or it's not, it is like that.
Yeah. Sa bang le pyo ra de pyo ma ma me u da ma tu u sin tin pe da lwe de lo lo ne de ka dan ma lwe u de de ka lo ma so yin tei a myan lwe na mho ni le ja ra tu sait win sa mu re yo wa re de သူဘာလို့မှမသိဘူးအဲ့သူစိတ်ကိုသူမေးတယ်နင်ဘာလို့ချင်တာလဲဘာလို့လာတာလဲမလာခင်တော့တအားကျိုးမှတက်တအားလာချင်တာဘာအဲ့သူမေးတော့စိတ်ကထိုင်လည်းမထိုင်ချင်ဘူးလေရှောက်လည်းမရှောက်ချင်ဘူးလေအဲ့တော့သူဒီကိုအောက်ဆင်လာတော့ဒီမှာခုံလေးတစ်ခုံရှိတော့သူအဲ့ခုံမှာတယောက်ထဲထိုင်နေတယ်ဒီခန်းထဲမှာဘယ်သူမှမရှိတော့အဲ့မှာထိုင်ပြီးတော့ရိုးရိုးလေးနေနဲ့စိတ်ကပြန်ပြီးတော့
ပြောင်းတော
့စိတ်ဝင်စားလာအောင်စိတ်ဝင်စားမှုပြန်ဝင်လာ
အမအဲ့စိတ်ကိုပဲအေးစိတ်ပြန်ကြည့်ရောပဲအမလာတော့တော့ expectation ကြီးကြီးနဲ့လာတာ
။ဩအဲ့ဒါ तू ပြောတာအစ तू အရင်တော့အချင်းဟောင်းနေ तू မလုံမိဘူး तू သတိထားတယ်ဥပမာဘလောက်ကြာကြာနာရာကိုခံနိုင်မလဲဆိုပြီးတော့ထိုင်တာတော့ဘာလို့အဲ့ဒါတွေမလုံမိ
ဘူး။လာရင်ဟိုရွေချက်အချင်းကြီးနဲ့လာတာအဲ့တော့ဒီမှာကိုလိုချင်လို့မဖြစ်တဲ့ခါကျတော့အဲ့လိုကြုတ်ကြုတ်ပြက်ကြီးပေါ့အဲ့အားကြောင့်တွန်းထားတဲ့အားကြောင့်သူ short ကြာပါလား
။ Yeah. He says you know, when we come for meditation retreat, the mind always comes full of its goals, what it wants to achieve. A lot of expectations about, you know, of what to get through the meditation. And when you come and then when you're told there's nothing to expect, you know, except to be aware, then sometimes while doing that, the mind can suddenly feel like, you know, it's like a trick of greed, which wants and it knows it can't get. Then it's like, oh, then I don't want to do He always tells yogis, what we get out of the practice is depends on how skillful we are. When we are more skillful, we get more benefit from the practice. We only get as much as we are skillful and as much effort as we depending on how much effort we put in. Yeah, so effort and skill will give result. Yeah, but we cannot get more than that. We cannot get more than our effort and skill will give. And when he told that to one yogi, the yogi said, suddenly he doesn't feel motivated. He feels like, why not? You know? Yeah.
Yeah.
So he felt, because there's a lot of greed that wants more than you put in, like some magic, you know? And the thought of not getting magic, it's like demotivating because the greed wants more than, you know, you want to put in a bit and get a lot. Another yogi, he said he had told the yogi to relax. He was telling the yogi to relax. And when the yogi was trying to relax, suddenly the yogi had a lot of fear coming up. And so the yogi came and said, you know, I have a lot of fear coming up now. And it turned out that the yogi has fear because usually the yogi is not relaxed. The yogi has this, like an armor, like a guard. And his armor is anger, which is to hide his fear. So he's always very tense. But when he started to relax, then what's behind his armor sort of came out, yeah.
But effort is a tricky word, and especially for we from the West, because effort, I think, it's very tricky.
Most
the greatest, you need to practice the greatest effort, but
the least tension.
No need to tension.
Yeah. He said he thinks it's in one of the books. It's written that right effort is, I'm not sure how it's written, something about using the greatest amount of effort possible that doesn't create tension. In the most relaxed way. Okay, thank you. I can't remember. Yeah.
I have an
Tina effort ga athe tha me lo tin.
Yeah, we
effort lou dai wrong effort ga loba ne lou da a chin ba le.
We equate effort with a lot of energy. We also tend to put in all that energy with the expectation of what we want to achieve by putting in that kind of effort, that kind of energy. Yeah. So we have to be careful when we try to reduce greed, the effort, that energy that comes with the greed, sometimes the energy goes as well and then there's no effort. Yeah, we have to be careful.
I have another thing, to be aware what's happening. It's not noting, it's just being aware, it's less than noting.
Yeah, it's just knowing.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it's...
sensing.
Yes, but I found out I'm aware, but if somebody says something, then yes, this is also in I'm aware of it, but you know, I'm aware of all.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can explain it.
Go on. Try to explain it. So I'll be all right. The detail is မှတ်နေတာမဟုတ်ဘောမှတ်နေတာလောက်မဟုတ်တတိယရောက်ရော်လေးငါကတော့မတ်တာမတ်တာတော့နာမည်တက်ပြီးတော့နာမည်ခေါ်ပြီးတော့မတ်တာနေတာတက်ပြောဖို့ကြိုးစားနေတယ်သူကတတိထားမယ်ဆိုရင်တတိထားနေတယ်ဆိုရင်တရားရောက်ကစကားပြောရင်ဒါလည်းတည်တယ်တဲ့ဒါပေမဲ့အကုန်လုံးတည်တယ်တဲ့အဲ့ဒါ तू
မရှင်းပြလိုက်ရှင်းပြလိုက်တိတဲ့စိတ်ကတဘာဝကသူအာယုံတိတဲ့တဘောပဲသူစိတ်လို့ခေါ်တာဒါမဲ့ဒါတတိမဟုတ်သေးဘူးတိယုံနဲ့တိတာတတိကြတော့သူကတိတ်ချတယ်တိမှတိတ်ချတယ်သူဒါတိနေတယ်ဒါမတိဘူးဒါတိစိတ်ဒါတိနည်းနည်းပူတိတ်ချလာတာပေါ့
consciousness and awareness difference. The nature of the mind is to know, right? But when we talk about that nature, we're not talking about awareness. We're talking about the mind's, when the mind contacts with objects, the contact brings together with it consciousness. And that's the, it's called object consciousness. And that's the mind that knows. But that is not us doing it. That's a natural function of the mind. But because that consciousness is working, then when we are aware, we know the object through that consciousness. So what we are knowing is the consciousness, and that's why we know the object that the consciousness knows.
Yes, but it also can happen that there isn't like sound or a bird that nothing, it's just sound.
Sorry, repeat that.
It also can happen, for instance, with sound, yeah. That there it's just sound. It's not no sound
of something. Yeah,
it's sound.
Yeah, but that is what it is. Tobiore, ata, takarli ata atambere. Ngetam badanya tam ho ata atambere. Tobiore da.
Mau ata atamlu melu ne meyau. Atam badan le sura tiam. Ata atamelu ti dat tata.
He says, when you know reality, okay, like sound is just sound, it doesn't mean that you don't know the concept. Okay? Because the concept is just a name given to the reality. And when you become aware of reality, because the part of the mind that's doing the concepting is also a reality. It's the mind that interprets. So you can see both. You can see that the sound is just a sound, and there's an interpretation that this is some sound. What kind of sound?
Hello, focus the miyani. Bama tuilu miyani, you know, the sound tabai. Sound if, just a sound
if there is a not knowing of what concept it is, it may be that the mind is too concentrated, there's too much concentration, so it cannot interpret meaning. You know, so like that function stops.
Yeah. But it's not too much concentration, it's less because it's no inside, no outside. It's
sound like sound man tiyame.
So in that state he says yes, you will understand that sound is just sound, and then there's a mind which will also know what the concept is.
He
says, like
when we,
like at home, say we need to cross the road and we hear a car coming. Then we need to look to see whether a car is coming. You can know that sound is just sound, but the another, you know,
the wisdom must also understand what this sound means. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there's two different kinds of wisdom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The wisdom that understands concept for what it is, and the wisdom that understands reality for what it is.
Sound as a sound, sound just as sounds like a nalina. No, no, you don't know what nalina.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So when we understand that sound is just sound, that's an understanding. It is not that you are only experiencing sound as sound and there's nothing else. Understanding is not the same as an experience. Experience is when something happens to you. It's not like that. Understanding is like you get it. This is the reality bit.
Sound and then just that sounds like a sound and I'm whole.
You know?
Sound like the power to do the problem.
So knowing that sound is like knowing that this is the reality, this is its nature. This is its nature. No,
but, so yeah. It's necessary experience and knowing.
Sorry?
It's not enough experience it. It's
we must understand it.
As well, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sometimes an experience does not mean you understand it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm, okay. Experience and understanding are different.
Yeah. So experience and understanding is different. Understanding is when the view changes.
For example, object lunale namatu pumandi.
Yeah.
Object lunamleo.
Yeah. He said so he gives an example.
Of,
experience versus understanding. So say you touch something and it's hot. So you know it's hot.
Experience hot.
Yeah, the experience is heat. But to understand that heat is an object, that is understanding.
Object
Yeah, to know that something is an object, he says, you can't touch it, you can't feel it, you just understand that because this is being known, therefore this is in the place of being
definition
an object.
Definition of object.
Yeah? So you understand the nature of something having the role of an object.
Yes, I understand that. But okay. I wanted to ask, like sound, if I'm at the concert and somebody is singing or playing piano, and sometimes it happens that the piano is playing, you know, it's I forget my... I'm not there anymore.
Yeah.
But this is also experience. This is experience. Does it have to be the knowing at that moment?
Tapi orang terkatli tua concert mah tu piano tira na tau ni subah su. Oh ayam belu bek kau lu bek pipi ho. Oh tu ko tu mewar eh. Di tang ubah sekap.
ဝင်စားနေတယ်ဝင်စားအဲ့ဒါနားလေတာမဟုတ်အဲ့မှာတတိမရှိဘူးဒါပေမဲ့အဲ့ဒါ experience ပဲတတိရှိရမလားတဲ့သူပြောတယ်ဟုတ်မဟုတ်အဲ့ညာနေအလုပ်ပဲဒါတတိရှိနိုင်ပို့ကောင်းတာဟောရှိနိုင်စိတ်ကဘာလို့လုံနေလဲဆိုတာသိလို့ရအင်းစိတ်ကလုံးလုံနေပြီဒါပေမဲ့မသိဘူးညာဒါပေမဲ့အဲ့ဝင်စားနေတာအဲ့ဒါတတိမဟုတ်ဘူးမဟုတ်ဘူးမဟုတ်ဘူးဟုတ်ကန်စားနေတာ
So what's happening is that you are absorbed in the experience. You're absorbed in it. The mind likes it or indulges in it, whatever. But that, there is no knowing. There's no awareness. If you could have awareness, it's better.
Yes, but awareness is there as well because in the same time, I'm aware that I'm in this hall and sitting there. Yeah.
ตัวไอ้ที่มาอะเลเจนซี่เนี่ยหลูๆเปลี่ยนติโลยายติနိုင်น่ะบ่เออแต่แม้ตูติดาตัวไอ้ฮอลเนี่ยมาไทม์รอดดาหน้าถองเนี่ยหลูติดาอ๋อๆโอเคแต่แม้ว่าโอ้ตาถ่ําเมมกาตะซีဖြတ်ตัวอืมดูกาม้องเนี่ยหลูอ่ะเมยนะเงี้ยอ๋อกาဖြတ်ตัวมาตูติเลยอืมเออเตียอัธุเนี่ยตะติล่ะอืมกูบ่รู้เปล่ามั้ยไอ้อ่ะบ่รู้เปล่ามั้ยดาติตูติเลยกาตะซีဖြတ်ตัวติชาติเลยเออเตียอัธุเนี่ยตะติล่ะหลูตัวง่าเมย
So he was in a car, and the driver said to him, Siado, and that driver is also trying to meditate. So says to Siado, Siado, a car passed by outside, and I know that a car passed by. Does that mean I am aware? Is that meditation awareness? So he said, what do you think, Siado said? Do you think that is meditation awareness? So he knows that a car passed by, but is that awareness in the sense of
meditation
when we use it in meditation? So whether we meditate or not, we will still know that a car passed by.
Right?
So how would it be different if a meditator was aware at that time? What would he be aware of that would be different from somebody else just knowing that the car passed by? So how do we experience that a car passed by? What is our experience when a car passes by?
Seeing and hearing and thinking.
So we hear, right? We see,
yes.
And we think.
Yeah.
And that's our experience,
yes.
Our direct experience. Yes. And that's what the meditator knows. So the meditator recognizes that he has heard, he has seen, and he has thought about this and therefore knows that a car has driven by. So a person who doesn't meditate understands the concept. A car passed by. That's fine. But he's not referencing it to his own experience. He's not referring to his own experience. He's referring to the concept of what has happened, which is already where the thought has already processed the whole experience. Yeah, that's why he said that day that awareness is when you are aware of the six sense objects. Right? Which is our direct experience. Yeah, it's only when we are aware of these objects, these six sense objects, that it is
sati.
Yeah. Say when we... He's always telling us to be aware of seeing, right? So say we are sitting here seeing, and if all I see is the carpet, that's not meditation awareness. But when I know that there is... the process of seeing that allows me to see and then interpret the carpet, that this is a carpet, that is understanding my experience. That is awareness of this experience.
Seeing things,
Yeah. So once our attention is only on the concept part of the experience, then that's not sati. Yeah.
Your definition object go sari xian bian to bi no da ti sia so na le ya da ti xi yong ne ma bi wu ti yong ne ma bi wu da ba ko ti de ha ba le so le tabo pao tha
ne
song no knowledge
ya ma. Yeah, he says that's why he says like awareness alone is not enough. He says what are we aware of? We have to understand the nature of what means what is an object, what is the right object, you know. So he gives the example of watching the breath. He says when we know the sensations, what we can feel directly, and we know the knowing and the sensations that we know, that is awareness for the purposes of this sort of meditation. If we're just watching the breath, you know, the direction of the air going in and out, and we don't have a purpose, like we don't know the goal of our being aware. He says then it can make the mind become calm, but then we don't get more understanding about the nature of what is happening.
I have.
Sorry? No, go on.
I think I need some time because I could, if a child says this is a carpet or I say it's a carpet, I don't see the difference between the mind of a meditation mind and an ordinary mind.
So this is a carpet is
concept.
Yeah, it's concept.
We are not interested in the concept. We interested in nature, seeing happening, seeing process.
Yeah,
this you can understand seeing process, not carpet.
Yeah,
when we are seeing everything inside there, this carpet is the mind created thinking. The mind meaning think the meaning about this carpet. If the mind cannot think, there is no meaning. Right? That's a thinking mind. This is not object. The carpet is not object. Our object is nature. Seeing happening, hearing happening. This is what we try to interest. Right? Seeing means is object and knowing we call seeing. Mm-hmm. Hearing we call sound and knowing we call hearing. That's what we need to interest. Mm-hmm. Sound and knowing. Sound and awareness. Sound and consciousness. This object and awareness is the what we interest. That we call seeing, hearing. Right?
ใช่มั้ยอุเซียอินเทรสต์โลสึกะลงตรงเนาะอุเซียบาเลปัญญาโกสิทธิ์มวนซาอูหลุเปียวတော့だแม้ซอซอ่ะปัญญามันติยามาปัญญาล่ะดาตะตะสิทธิ์อลุหลุดาติดาปัญญาโลแกสิทธิ์มวนซาอูอลุหลุดาติดาดาแม้ติยามั้ยติยามั้ยซอสิทธิ์อลุหลุดาติดาโลโลเซมมาโลโลเซมมากะดีปัญญากูกว่าสิทธิ์มวนซาไอ้ก๊อปเป็กกูชุนี่เลยဆိုရင်ငါတို့ซีอ่าဟုတ်တယ်အဲ့ဒါမရောက်ဘူးအဲ့ဟုတ်အဲ့ဟောပြောလား
ဒါပေမဲ့အင်္ဂလိပ်မှာအဲ့စကားလုံးသုံးတာတပည့်တော်စိတ်ထားမသိမှကြိုက်ဘူးဘာလို့ဘလို့ကောင်းဆက်ကောင်းဆက်ကိုစိတ်မဝင်စားလို့ပြောတာအင်္ဂလိပ်မှာလစ်လို့ရှုတယ်လို့အတိတ်ပဲဝင်သွားအဲ့တော့တောင်းလို့မကောင်းအဲ့လိုပြောကိုကလစ်လာလစ်လာအဲဒီတဘာဝဘလို့ဖြစ်တယ်ဒီပညာကိုသိနေအောင်ဘာလို့လစ်လာမယ်ဆိုတာဒီ process လို့လစ်လာ
yeah
I love you He said not interest. Interest is not totally not.
No, I said in English. I said in English when he says we are not interested in the concept. I said it gives a different meaning. Like we want to ignore the concept. Mm. But he's already said at the beginning that it is not that you don't know the concept. You know what the concept is, and you know how the mind creates the concept. So it's not that we're ignoring the concept. We have to have it in our view and understand it for what it is. So I said it's not good to use the word not interest when he wants to say
that's why
because
said,
in
learn,
English
learn
it means
process. Yeah.
It means ignore the concept, and he's not asking us to ignore the concept. In fact, yeah.
If you totally pay attention to the carpet, then we are not knowing the process, right? The process is a nature. Nature and concept, that this is paramattha and reality and concept is a human understanding this. We try to, for example, the thought. Concept is storyline. We are not learning about storyline. We try to understand the happening.
The mind is happening.
The mind, thinking mind is happening. We do not interest, not focus to the storyline. If you totally storyline, then you are involved with the thoughts. We try to understand the process about reality, nature. But we start aware of the thoughts. With the beginning, this is the concept. Everybody don't know the reality first. They start to recognize the thoughts. Many times they have experience. Slowly the mind understanding growing. Understand that this is happening. Not the storyline, who or what or where. This is slowly the mind understand this happening. If you are more interested focus to the storyline, totally lost. This is the process. We try to learn the process. Right? This is a mental process. Totally, this is a concept and reality. Seeing also the same. Seeing and thinking is similar. Everybody start to aware of the seeing, they don't know the reality. They start see the seeing. But many times they start slowly. Recognize, see happening, awareness coming, that experience slowly, the wisdom is, because it depends on the experience, wisdom is growing. Wisdom slowly understanding, object and knowing. Object is being known, the mind is knowing. There's different nature. Then this is we try to learn about this. And later concept is the mind activity. The mind is doing this concept. This is a later. Right? So, yeah.
I'm for
I said, now it's clearer. It's much clearer this way.
Oh, yeah,
I forgot everything what I would like to say. So, okay. I'm very interested how the mind creates habits. I have two examples. One is quite funny and negative, and second one is maybe positive. I was laying down today afternoon in meadow and meditating, and suddenly behind my head is some sister lady making walking meditation. And I asked myself, my goodness, why she is not a little bit away? So, and I watch my mind start to be angry, then anxious. Then I was afraid if she step on my head. And and it was many times because she walked long distance and my ear was really hearing. I was watching the process of hearing, so long ear. They are waiting on this sound, and then I watch my feelings. This was fear, anger, funny feelings, and it was as a round.
Yeah.
Many times. And on the end, I feel it again, and she didn't come.
So anticipation.
It was habit. The mind has a habit.
Yeah.
So it was the first example. The second example was, because I was now in Burma meditating, so the mind is used to be detached and see everything detached and see many things together in one moment. So today morning, I saw many kinds of mind in the same time. The object, the noting mind, and this everything. And I saw awareness with another quality. And this last awareness has another quality. It was upekkha. Mm-hmm. Totally quiet. And this everything was not quiet. It was full of life. And this is example for second habit, what I brought from Burma, from the meditation center, because it was just immediately there. So the question is, what is a habit? How, because I saw another habit, for example, if I start to meditate, always I feel mental pain. It's a habit. Because it's visible, I don't know why. And yeah, the question is, what is a habit? What is in our mind habit? It's something, my imagination is something like wax. You know, if wax is sticky, it's some form there. And it's really difficult. I notice it, for example, this mental pain. And I can develop this many kind of mental stages. So somewhere is this mental pain and still is another kind of mental stages.
Mm.
Do you understand? Mm. So,
do I say?
Yeah, okay, sorry.
To pure say, yeah, to example, Nakupi, say, yeah, a chin pabra or lota. Who Nyama Pabenelli, a Jim Babi Loda. Patama Upama to Hle, who met him a lena, two Nama, Lutia Lanshamna, two Gangi Lama, Lanshamna, to a Sate to bro, de la Nini Le Shawala, and then we will lay shop on a bro. Sega, Sate to bro, so less so in it, two Gamma, Nini Malas, so in it. Number eight, sick up a loud tip in the lesser sound it ate a town pialabo. A lash out a luale, a way shouted, a way shall be pialar, but a way shall be pialar. A rock to a who na shane it, a way to a rock sound it.
I see them all. Think I am beautiful.
To be a rat, to I am beautiful. A shay like sound it, ate a town pialabo. No way. To sound number the sound load the atan lare, atan lapi, who sick up daughter Peter so in a dear whiny papa landed it.
Low in it, the bawa lupin.
Dame low in it, to change our elobe, sick up, atan jarre, a so in a daughter Peter so in a Peter to get a mute me a mapella. Sick up. မျောလုံးအကြီးလို့သူ့အတူပြင်းအဲဆိုရင်လည်းစိတ်ကဆိုရင်လည်းစိတ်ကအယုံပြုတ်နေတာအဲအဲ့တော့ဒီဟာဘလို့အတက်မနေပါဘူးလို့အဲသူကအဲ့ဒါကိုစိတ်ရအကျင့်လို့သူကပြောတယ်နောက်တစ်ခုကသူကဘာမှပြီမှာအော်တိုမက်တစ်ရီအက်ရှင်မှန်တယ်မြတ်ဒါအစကစ်ဖို့မိုက်သူကနောက်တစ်ခုကဘာမှပြီပါတပည့်တော့မနှင်းကြမအိတ်ထားတာအခုခေါင်းထဲကခါရီကလုံးလှုပ်လှုပ်ချနေတယ်စိတ်ကသူ့ကိုနားထောင်နေတယ်သူအမ်ဘာမှပြီမှ
ဟိုတိရစိတ်ပက္ခဏီပြောအာယုန်နေတိတိရအချင်းရှိနေတော့အခုလည်းတတိထိုင်နဲ့စိတ်ကအာယုန်နဲ့တိစိတ်တိပြီဆိုရင်တည်ရင်တည်နဲ့တစ်ချိန်ကျရင်ဒီတိရစိတ်ကဥပ္ပခဖြစ်နေမှန်းတည်တယ်ဖြစ်နေတာတွေကရှုပ်ရှုပ်ရှုပ်မငြိမ်ဘူးပေါ့ဖြစ်နေတာမငြိမ်ဘူးဒါမှတိရစိတ်ကငြိမ်တယ်ဥပ္ပခဖြစ်တယ်လို့သူကပြောတယ်အဲ့တော့ဒါလည်းသူကစိတ်ရအချင်းလို့ပြောတယ်ဟိုမှအချင်းလို့လေ့ကျင့်
patterns of the mind, you know, when something is repeated. So in the case of So when the first story, you know, when the lady was walking and you could see the mind is waiting, he says it's the anxious mind that's waiting. The anxious mind that's not in the present moment. It's actually anticipating something. And in the end, having gone through the cycle of the person passing by, later on, the same cycle repeats itself even though the person doesn't pass by. So that's like delusion giving kind of habit. And the other habit you mentioned for the second example, so that's like a habit born of awareness and wisdom and right effort and persistence, right? And he says, so there are different kinds of habits that the mind gets. He says, and you've heard of the paramis, the perfections. You can call them good habits. Yeah, when you have very strong good habit, any of this, it becomes a perfection, a parami. And in Burmese, there's a word for bad habits, but in English, I guess we just call them bad habits.
Bad habits are what? Atong. English, we call them.
Is there anybody can know Wadanaramo? Volunteer a word for a bad habit? No. I guess we'll just call it a bad habit. Yeah, you have. Check my sheet. Yeah.
Check my sheet.
Yeah.
What?
Bad. Yeah.
I have a question. If I'm mindful, I have conflict with my colleague. She is meditating. And the conflict is that she told me that if you are mindful, the graving is no possible. It's not possible. And in my experience is
wisdom.
If I'm mindful, the grasping, lobha, craving is there, mm-hmm. and I can watch it.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm right.
Tune, tune, tu ye colleague ne, tu ye လောဖို့ကိုင်းဘက်ကအမြဲညင်းခုန်နေတဲ့အဲ့သူရဲ့ဟိုကပြောတယ်တဲ့တတိကောင်းရင်ကိလေသာမရှိဘူးပေါ့သူကပြောတယ်တတိကောင်းရင်လည်းကိလေသာရှိနိုင်တယ်ဘာလို့တတိကောင်းလည်းကိလေသာဖြစ်ရင်ဖြစ်မှန်းသိတယ်ပေါ့ဟိုကိလေသာမဖြစ်တာညံဖြစ်ရမှာပေါ့
ညံညံကြမဖြစ်တာ
ဟိုလူကတတိကောင်းရင်
စကလုံးတုံးတာမားလေ
He says your colleague is using the wrong word.
Okay.
It's not mindfulness. When wisdom is present, defilements will not be present. But mindfulness alone is not enough.
Mindfulness is to recognize the value.
Mindfulness is only a witness.
Yes.
And the better your mindfulness, the more sensitive the witness. Yes. The smaller the defilement that you can see. That's all.
Yeah.Okay, the last question. If we are speaking about wisdom and we should ask our wisdom something, and sometimes I ask my wisdom and she answers nonsense.
this is not wisdom.
For example, I don't know how to translate it. She told me last day, vyprdni se na to.
What is vyprdni se na to?
It's something like this.
Oh, mego meo phi nai nyan ma hou no.
Yeah. Something like this.
Yeah, phi nai nyan ma hou.
Yeah, yeah.
Mira, tu phi chin na phi da.
He says when you ask wisdom the question, don't assume that wisdom will answer.
Uh-huh.
So if it's nonsense, you know it was not wisdom.
Uh-huh.It's not funny. My funny wisdom.
Yeah. Tu atu ye funny wisdom.
Yeah, not funny wisdom. It's totally not wisdom. It is a defilement.
Okay. Maybe. It depends.
And if it's answers...
Usiye, so what ne, whatever lo myo ba. Nyam phi em phi nai ne. Na thong lai ne.
So what, whatever lo ma ho kwa. Tu ti chi ya la, toro so ye ha.
To wa bi lo byo ra.
Oh.
Da me, zaka long tong lai ta, ho khat chan nyam
ba. Khat chan nyam ba. Yeah.
I said, it's like Siado saying, so what, or whatever.
Yeah.
I said, he says it in a wisdom way, right? Like when people are complaining, he's like, so what? You know, so that you accept what's happening.
It's the answer what my wisdom says.
Yeah, so, but although it's said in a rude way, but the intent is something
yes,
more wise. And so he said, but it sounds like what you said was like, so, and I said...
I don't know.
I said in a sense, but it's just saying, just stop it already.
Okay, thank you.
I don't know, do I have any special question, but the beginning of the retreat has been very interesting. And the first day was quite heavy, a very long journey behind 30 hours or something in the bus.
Come on, Lara.
Yeah, and the mind was very reluctant to practice in Sunday. It's very sleepy and body was very heavy and but on the Monday morning after yesterday morning after first instruction the interesting awaked. It was very very interesting experience how keen the mind was and awake and aware after that.
When you mean I got the deep baby there, Chima, Sika. Say was Amuri, no jala there.
And quite strong awareness and aware of many things and whole day till the evening and I went to sleep and after 3 hours sleeping I awaked and still mind was very alert and quite clear and I continued sleeping and it was something 4 o'clock I awaked again and feel very fresh and mind was still very alert and peaceful. Mm. And I was thinking, may I should wake up? No, I didn't. And I continued sleeping and then I wake up 2 hours later and the mind wasn't anymore so alert.
ပြန်ပြန်အဲ့တော့ပြန်အဲ့တယ်အန်ပြန်ပြန်အဲ့တော့တပြန်အဲ့တယ်အဲ့တော့ပြန်ပြန်အဲ့တော့တပြန်အဲ့တယ်အန်နော်ချာကြီးလင်းနေတာကိုသူထားအဲ့တယ်လေးနိုင်မှာလေးနိုင်မှာပြန်နိုးတာကြီးနေတော့အဲ့အချိန်မှာသူထားလိုက်ကောင်းမှတင်တယ်ဒါပေမဲ့သူအိမ်မယ်ဆိုပြတော့ဒါပေမဲ့သတိထားပြီးမအိတ်တော့၆နိုင်ထားတော့မကြည့်တော့ဟုတ်တယ်အဲ့အဲ့တဲ့အချိန်မှာသူဟိုလောဘနဲ့အိမ်မိရင်သူပြန်ထလိုက်မက
read, you know, and then we are not being mindful when we go back to sleep. So then when you wake up again, that has dropped off, greed has taken its place, and then the mind is dull again. More dull,
Yeah,
the previous day, there's a lot of strong awareness, so then the wisdom, some wisdom starts to work. So then when the mind wakes up, the next morning, there's this strong alertness,
Yes, I did remember in the morning, it was a year ago.
He says a lot of yogis have this. They wake up very early, feeling very fresh, and then instead of acting on the freshness, then they go back to sleep because of greed for sleep and not being aware, and then the next and then when they wake up the next time, you know, the momentum of the awareness has fallen off.
So maybe I should try tomorrow just awake when I awake and stand up and start practicing.
He says, so the thing is not to try to sleep, like to just, let me sleep. Like that's greed, wanting to go back into sleep. Instead, you can lie down if you want. Maybe it's not time to get up. You can lie down, but just make sure you are aware. Make sure awareness is there. Yeah. Keep practicing, basically.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay. Yes. I have a little bit a similar experience of the... Actually, I have not that long journey behind me, myself. But it was on Saturday. It was quite a mess. I couldn't start at all. And then Sunday morning, I was angry. Just I felt like a solid something inside me. Mm. And I was rather tired. And so I just came to listen to these instructions, which were very, very clear. And then I just couldn't anymore keep awake. Mm. And so I just had to give in and go to sleep. And so I slept actually the whole Sunday.
Mm.
But then in the Monday morning, when I just was drinking my first tea, I felt at once I felt very happy. I just had an idea that it is now I have, I was happy with this awareness I have. And this opportunity to even improve it, make it better and better.
Mm.
And it was a great pleasure, so great pleasure that I had tears in my eyes.
Mm.
So that was what happened to me.
Mm.
And the same actually, more or less, was this morning when the mind was quite fresh after the night.
Mm.
Okay, that was about this beginning of this retreat. But then...
Stop.
Okay.
ตัวสนิทตะนิ้งก็กังวลอ้ําท่องนายตัวไอ้หลอกจีไม่ลาออกแต่ไม่เป็นมันเนี่ยแหละตัวเเละโหตะนิ้งก็หน่วยตัวโหอ่ะน้ําไม่ท่องไงอินสตรัคชั่นน้ําท่องไงตัวเย็นบัดแท้มาแค่เนี่ยแหละตัวบาริดอดาผิดเนี่ยไม่ติดอ่ะเอ้อไอ้สตรัคชั่นนี่น้ําท่องไปแล้วตัวโลพุจุดาไม่อยากเอาไปตัวตัวไอ้ไล่แต่เตะโกไอ้ตาเอ้อมันดิบะเนี่ยโนร่อมาเว้ยตัวละเพ่ต่อเองเนี่ย
ตริเลียဝင်လာတော့သူစိတ်ထဲမှာပျော်သွားတယ်တဲ့ဩဒီဟာအခွင့်အကောင်းပေါ့လေတတိလည်းဟိုထတ်တိုးဖို့အဲလုံနေတယ်ဆိုတော့နည်းနည်းမျက်ရည်တောင်ထွက်တယ်တဲ့သူဆော့လေအမအမဟိုခဲနေတယ်ဟိုကိရိတာဟိုအာကြီးနေလို့ရုပ်ချက်တတိယဝင်လို့မရ He
says, probably on Sunday, he says, it's because the anger, you know, already very strong and like hard inside, you know, the contraction. And so you feel like you cannot be mindful, you know. But once you allowed yourself to relax, take, you know, sleep and so on. Once the mind is relaxed, then the next morning you find that the mindfulness is easily accessible. Because, I mean, you have many years of practice. Surely it is there. That's why he says to do the practice of mindfulness. He says the mind actually needs, in a way, to be in the right mood. Yeah, when it's not in the right mood, then you can't force it. Yeah.
Actually, I was trying too hard.
And
then I have one question about. Understand that way, that when the mind doesn't get what it wants, its result is anger. But then, can you possibly explain what there is the greed, and then what is the connection between greed and guilt?
Guilt.
Kika no kukusa.
Is there some?
Kika kukusa. Tu ale
Gilka, remorse and regret mala.
Eh, kukusa. Kukusa. Na na ba pu ba na ai ma pasana pa lu. Nga ma ni so. Nga jao.
Greed is related to identification. When you identify with the other defilements, we think oh, I have been greedy, I have been angry, you know. And then the mind identifies itself with, like, the defilement. Then he says, and then there is a knowledge that this is not wholesome, and also identifying with that. Then the guilt is like, oh, I shouldn't be like this, you know. Yeah.
And then still I have... last year, I understood that it would be just good for me or my mind to open up a little bit more. Mm. I'm not quite sure if I have understood it quite correctly. Because nowadays, or after that, I started to let go of this listening and instead hearing. So in the same way, it's just let go the listen, seeing, and then
looking,
and then instead seeing. Mm-hmm. So and when I start meditating, and then I start being aware of this seeing and aware of listening, and I can do it in the same time, mm-hmm. and then as these. We have these instructions which are on the green paper of. So I give up all the wanting. There is no wanting in the mind. Mm-hmm. And then if I focus on my breathing, mm-hmm. then I start to feel just pleasant feeling on my stomach or in the solar plexus. Mm-hmm. And when you're just advised about it, when there is the stillness in the mind, there is the danger. Is this in this case? Is there some danger?
Tua, mana kare tu atau muma tu nenek pun lembu lore sebab tua nenek tu ayenwa balau ayun saya lama tu shopu cuzare re upama natau mesoin carau yurebo, ci mesoin minau yurebo, alam itu shopu cuzare. အဲ့တော့သူနောက်ပြီးတော့လောဘကိုလေဟိုစိတ်ထဲမှာကြည့်ပြီးတော့လောဘရှိတယ်ဆိုရင်လေလောဘကိုလှုပ်ချဖို့ကြိုးစားပြီးတော့အဲ့လိုလှုပ်ပြီးတော့မှတတိထားဖို့ကြိုးစားရဲဆိုရင်ね ဒီလိုအနေထားအောင်အဲ့လိုပဲလာတယ
်ဒါသူကဒါထုံးဆံပဲသူကတတိဝင်လာလို့ခုနလိုခံကောင်းတဲ့ခံစားမှုတွေဖြစ်လာ
ဒါမဲ့
ဒါလည်းတတိထားမှာပဲခံစားမှုကောင်းဆွဲတတ်တာပဲ
right he says what is happening is natural right when you're doing the practice in the right way then it is accompanied by pleasant feelings in the mind and the body
အဲ့မှာဖြစ်နေတာအဲ့ဒါဒါထပ်လိုချင်လို့လုပ်ပြီးဆိုတော့အဲ့သွားပြီ
yeah the danger is that the mind then thinks this is good and wants to have the experience again and again then it becomes greed
attachment
attachment so that's the danger so even when you're having pleasant feelings he says always
sign out of pyara manne di sign out of manne
yeah
tamari lo ngai lan na manne da tatana mo
yeah so the actual events are right in the event of in the order of meditation you know you are practicing sanha, skillfully samadhi pleasant feelings that's fine in and of themselves there's no problem it's whether attachment comes in so it's very important to continue to be aware of pleasant feeling not start feeling pleasant feeling yeah yeah
feeling lonely
yeah
okay.
yeah
thank you. That's my answer to my question thank you
yeah, he says the path is right.
Yeah.
Yeah, just don't get pulled into the bushes.
Okay.
Actually, I have a question to the energy in the body during the meditation.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I'm sitting very long sessions, mm-hmm. about hours and hours and hours,
mm-hmm.
without a pause?
Without a break.
Without a break.
Mm-hmm.
Then I have a very hot feeling inside the Wurzel chakra.
Abdomen.
Yes, yeah, and abdomen, the heat goes to the top. And it's like Kundalini.
Mm.
And I have the problem because my Zen teacher, he doesn't know what is to do with this energy phenomenon. And I don't really know how can I sit at the moment. I reduction my sitting.
So you reduce your sitting?
Yeah, I reduce
how
my sitting.
How long do you have to sit before that happens?
Before that phenomenon is
happening? Wie lange hast du gesessen, als es praktisch aufgetreten ist?
Before.
3 hours? 4 hours?
Vor.
Wie viele Stunden?
How viele long? Stunden? Oh, how many? Maybe 3, 4...
Okay.
Hours. Okay.
Every day.
Okay. And what's wrong with having that energy?
Was ist daran falsch?
Nothing is wrong, but in Folge.
After that.
I had no feeling for cold, for cold temperature, and no hunger for.
Food
and for drinking,
mm-hmm.
and my period stopped for many months, and I doesn't know
but
to
there's
sleep.
There's no unpleasant feeling.
It's very irritating. Mm-hmm. It's very irritating, and I don't know.
So the irritating is not the sensation itself. The irritating is the results.
Yes, yes, right. And the heat always. The heat always in the body.
Mm.
It's very irritating.
Right. So if you sit 1 hour, you don't have this heat, right? Don't have.
I'm tiny at all. But to a heat good, to me.
Ma hao fu.
Pio. Dei chan nam la pio.
Uzin chakra reo ti de ma la.
Ti de.
Ho si owa ni gaun ti. Nere ti si de.
Chau ku la.
Chau ku la kuna ku de bila ma hao mi. Tu wa. 3-4 night lao tai. Di bai. 1-bai na lao ma. Pu bro na pain di. ဒီနရိခာနေအဲ့လိုထိုးထွက်တယ်လို့ပဲခံစားရတယ်ဒါအဒီမှ तू ဘာမှမဖြစ်ဘူးဒါပေမဲ့ဒါချက်ချက်ဖြစ်ရင် तू အချိုင်းချိုင်းဘယ်လောက်ထိုင်လဲမသိဘူးနေ့စဉ်နေ့တိုင်းထိုင်တာ तू နောက်ပိုင်းမီးရတယ်လဲရက်သွားတယ
်
तू ချမ်းတယ်လို့ဘယ်တော့မှမခံစားဘူးတဲ့ဘာဆိုတကယ်တမ်းအဲ့လိုမျိုးတကယ်လုံနိုင်တဲ့လူကအဲ့အင်အားတွေရတယ်လေ
ကြားဘူးတယ်လေ
ချမ်းတယ်လို့မခံစားဘူးမစားဘဲမတောက်ဘဲလဲနေနိုင်တယ်အဲ့ဒါတွေက तूဟိုစိတ်တူစရာကောင်းတယ်ပေါ့အဲ့အဲ့လိုမျိုးမဖြစ်ချင်ဘူးဟိုတဘာဝမချတယ်လို့
မထိုင်နဲ့ဘောယူယူလေးပဲ
just reduce your sitting
เอ้ยမဖြစ်ချင်မလားဒါမဖြစ်ချင်မထိုင်နဲ့ဘော
yeah you don't want that energy to affect your life
အဲ့ဒါမပေးဘူး
And he never encourages yogis to sit long time, because his practice is about being aware in daily life, the way we live, right? Skillfulness in that. And how often can we sit long periods of time in life? Yeah. And if you know that when you sit long time, this is the result, and you don't like the result, then don't sit a long time.
Energy energy.
Mm. Yeah, so if you want to understand Kundalini energy, you need to find a teacher who teaches Kundalini yoga or Kundalini kind of things. Yeah, if you want to understand that better. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, after being very tired the first day.
Why do you meditate?
I'm loving to sit.
Oh. Yeah, you must have some strong karma from
the past.
So when you want to do any practice, whether it's this practice or any other practice, he says first you must clearly
knowledge.
Understand your motivation. Why do you practice? Yeah, you must have understanding of what is the goal of that practice and what are your goals. Okay? Don't just do something and you don't exactly know why the mind is doing it and so on. And the mind then goes its own way and you don't know what's happening.
So concentration.
Yeah. When the ability to concentrate, some people just have it. Yeah, but if you concentrate a lot and a long time, but there's no wisdom to balance the concentration can be a dangerous power. Yeah, strong concentration has the ability to transform into many different kinds of powers. And if you don't understand it, it can be dangerous, it can be frightening, it can be useful, but you know, only if you understand, yeah. No? So you need to understand more.
So aku di ma atoma so
yeah, so if you're going to do this kind of practice, he says then the goal is to be aware of yourself, to understand the process of this mind and this body. The purpose of this practice is to be aware of this mind and body in order to understand the processes of this mind and body.
Yes, explain to her.
Doesn't that?
Thank you.
Welcome. Are you French? No.
German.
German, okay.
Oh.